is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
All right, well, officially, welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the entire 2023 football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
No pressure.
None.
None whatsoever.
No pressure whatever with that intro from Mr. Bishop there.
Okay. No pressure at all.
How are you, my friend?
Hot. It's been hot the last 3 days, and I hope it cools off a little bit tomorrow, but it doesn't look like there's any end in sight. So we're just going to be hot, and we're going to work through it.
Well, you know, I think that there's one thing that you have talked about, you know, numerous times in the past about the conditioning, and that, you know, if you can get these guys to where they can play and play well in this just absolutely brutal, punishing heat, you've got to make it easier to play those full 60 minutes come October, November, when it cools down about 3 degrees.
Yeah, you know, I thought this week, you know, it tries not only the coaches and the kids, but, you know, everybody within. You know, I thought Adam did a really good job this week watching the heat. You know, we've got certain guidelines we follow, but I thought our kids did a really good job this week in practice of being focused and getting quality reps, you know. And, you know, I thought today we had a lot of adversity, you know, with we had a back-to-school celebration and then we had all that stuff, and we got a good practice in today in 2 hours. I thought it was pretty crisp. Our kids have done a good job. We put in a new defense. We put a lot in on offense. We made some adjustments. And I just thought our kids, last 3 days, done a really good job at practice of being able to adapt to what we got going on and the heat. And, you know, I'm pretty pleased with that.
Now, I know that we had our first scrimmage of the season, of the preseason, this past Friday night. Went up to Savannah take on Bethesda. That field, we'll talk about that later, maybe off air, the memories of that field from 2018. So the final score of the scrimmage is irrelevant. The important thing was that when the starters got pulled, Frederica was winning.
Yeah, you know, we made some mistakes. Some young kids, we played everybody. We got everybody in. We wanted to see what we could do. We were trying to measure some where we were at in some spots. I thought that we played well at times. We didn't play so good at times. I thought when we wanted to, we dominated at times. You know, a couple times, like right before the half, we decided that, you know, I think I chewed somebody out just a little bit and said, we got to go down here and score. And we went 80 yards in a minute and 37 seconds and I think 5 plays. And it was the same exact play. We ran pretty much right up the A-gap and scored. And so... When we want to do it, we can. And we've got to get programmed. We got to do it every play, offensively and defensively. And we can do that. I feel like, you know, we have enough depth. We got some kids that can go out there and make things happen. We got a lot of young kids this year with a pretty good blend of seniors. So, you know, trying to get those guys developed as fast as possible to get them on the field to give us quality reps so that we're not wore out going into that third and fourth quarter.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, of course, the first thing that people ask about, the first thing that people are looking at on the byline is to see what kind of a game that Jordan Triplett had. And from what I've seen, it was a pretty solid outing, 17 carries, 175 yards.
Yeah, I mean, we know what he's capable of doing. And so, you know, had we went into that game saying, oh, we're going to just give Jordan the ball every time and do this, that, and the other, you know, he probably had probably had 50 yards called back in penalties. I know we had three touchdowns called back in penalties.
So. That was the next thing I was going to bring up. I hear that your relationship with the refs is starting off on the right foot already.
They were fantastically slow up there. But, you know, my thing was we just can't make stupid penalties. And we're better than that. And I thought that if we don't make penalties, we don't turn the ball over. We kind of dominate the game at times. I feel like our defense is fast enough to recover on some things, and they play really well at times. So we've got to make those plays, and from the scrimmage, not a bad thing, but we got a lot to work on, and I think our kids have done a pretty good job this week of coming in and trying to correct some mistakes.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the tools on offense. We'll get to defense in just a minute, but let's talk a little bit about some of the other weapons that are on the offensive side with Jordan. I understand that that Quan Vaughn has had a tremendous preseason and had a good night Friday night, and we can expect some big things out of Rico as well this year.
We have a plethora of outside weapons, but again, we talk about the weapons, but it's really going to be established with the front five and up front. And our biggest thing Friday night was, when those front five want to punch somebody in the mouth, we can punch people in the mouth, and that's what we got to do. And then the weapons will take care of itself. I think we got five or six guys on that offensive front that can get the job done, and I expect big things from those guys up front. I thought those guys did a great – they can do a really good job when they want to. And then, like you said, Quan, Rico, we got a plethora of guys. Cole House, you got Jaden Wright, Jaden Gibson, God, Blake Holloway. You just go down the list. I think we probably got seven or eight guys in that skill set right now. And Jalen Baldwin, I'm starting to think of the freshman. Now I got to go through all these guys. That when you start looking at it, we can get the ball to people out there in space, and they might make a guy miss and go score. It's very similar. We got some similarities to the 2018 bunch. We don't have as many seniors, but we have – the depth, we have quality depth at spots that we haven't had in the last three or four years. So I feel pretty good about it. We just got to get them developed, and they got to understand everything we're trying to do. And we throw a lot at them every day in practice, and some of it's sticking and some of it's just going right over their head. But we're getting to the point, we're what, 10 days away from the first game? So got to be ready to go.
Quan really, just one last word about Quan. He really started to come into his own towards the end of the last season. Are you seeing that growth, that development picking up from there?
I saw it from January. That's when we started worrying about our growth, was in January. What we were going to develop was from January to June. And I had some guys that got after it in the weight room. And Quan was one of them that got after it in the weight room along with a bunch of other guys. When I look back, just Quan's done a good job, but also, I think Tucker McClain's come a long way. Been in the weight room, he's made huge strides, and up front, and that's going to be big for our guys up front. Fuller's done a good job. I think everybody in our weight room put on about 15 to 20 pounds, so we're feeling pretty good about it. If we can keep the weight on everybody with this heat, we'll be in good shape.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederico Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, and this segment is brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which, of course, whenever we get to the segment that is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, is always an opportunity to lead into talking about the health of the team and injury status. I would hope that this early in the preseason, or at this point in the preseason, there's not a lot of injuries to be concerned with.
Right now, we're pretty healthy. I think we've got a summer cold or something going around. We got a few guys that's got it, but so far, no injuries. Knock on wood, wherever there's some at. We've been pretty healthy. Biggest thing for us right now, health-wise, is just trying to stay hydrated and dodge the heat. You know. Getting quality reps, and our kids have done a pretty good job of that.
Now, speaking of quality reps, I did get, I was not at the scrimmage this past Friday night, but I do have my informants filling me in on that, on the performance and how everything looked and how the team looked. And I actually had somebody tell me that this is the best looking defensive line that we have had in probably the last 5 to 6 years.
Well, that defensive line starts with Coach Gibson, and he's done a really good job over there with him, and we're glad to have him back, and he's done outstanding work with those guys. He's got a pretty good rotation. Those same guys are rotating in that offense, and we're trying to keep everybody, you know, in a three-man rotation, so not everybody's gassed going through it, and they've done a really good job so far. The defense is... We got a little change about it. We got a DC that's got 43 years of coaching experience. He was at Mercer as a DC, worked at Ohio State. So Coach Kolakowski, or as we call him, Coach K, he's been in, and he's got some schemes. The kids are learning them, and they're having to learn them in a whirlwind, and they've done a really good job. And so have all the coaches trying to figure him out, and it's really stepped up the game. We've got 8 coaches, 9 coaches now, which has been great. We can specialize a lot. We get guys getting a ton of reps. They probably don't love it as much as they used to because we're working all over the field. But we're getting tons of reps, and we're getting a lot better.
So we're building up now towards the next scrimmage coming up this Friday night, a home scrimmage, and going up against... Completely falling out of my head. Who's the scrimmage against this week?
Brantley,
that's right. Taking on the Herons of Brantley County. Coach Cannon coming home for a little bit. Always good to see Coach C.
It is. It's good to see Coach Cannon. You know, I think it's going to be a good scrimmage. It's going to be good work for us. Kind of, they're big up front. They're going to test us up front and see. But, you know, big, physical. And it's going to be good for us. We need to see what we can do against a big physical football team, and I think we can hold our own in there. I'm pretty excited. The kids just got to be able to handle the week. We start school tomorrow, you know, and then you're going to have to play a scrimmage the next day. So we got pitcher day tomorrow after practice. So just got a lot of stuff going on. How can we compartmentalize everything and then handle the scrimmage? So. You know, I think for us, that's going to be the biggest challenge. And how can we go out and execute? It's going to really tell us how much we've matured over the last year.
You didn't tell me it was picture day tomorrow, man. I haven't had a chance to get my hairstylist.
Yeah, I haven't even got a haircut either. I'll be lucky if I can trim up my beard and get there.
I was going to say, I think that the CEO of the office of the coach will make sure that you're at least presentable on
yeah,
that one.
So. Probably.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, how do you get the kids at this point of the year? You know, they've got that excitement. They've been, you know, all summer long. They've had everything else has been pulling their attention hither, thither, and yon. And now it's time to really buckle down and get ready for the season. Is this batch of Knights? Have they got the dedication that you've had from years past?
Yeah, they do. And it all starts at the top with those 8 seniors. I put it on those guys a lot, and those guys, it's their job to lead. I told them another night, you know, hey, I'm not Moses. I'm not going to lead y'all to the wilderness. You guys are the guys going to lead us to it. So go grab it. You're the ones on the field. So take control, it's your team running, and let's execute. And, you know, those guys have done a pretty good job in the offseason. You know, I started taking attendance in the weight room January the 5th. So we've had 125 possible days to be in that weight room, and some guys have made 123, 124 days. They haven't missed a whole lot. And, you know, if I did all of it, I'd say right now we've probably got about 85% of 125 days. That would be the overall average for the team. So we've been in there pretty committed. They've worked hard. You know, you got the summer vacations and times everybody takes off and has to do some things and work. And I get that. But for the most part, they get right back here and they get back to work and they try to catch up as fast as they can. It's last couple of weeks has been a whirlwind, and they're learning on the run, and they've done a good job.
Yeah, that's one of the things you mentioned that about letting the seniors lead on that. That's one of the things that, you know, I told you numerous times on this, you know, that me and my involvement in the Boy Scout program and you, the way that you run your team, it is youth-led. They are the ones that are leading. Talk a little bit about how that makes a big difference when you've got the other young men leading the young men as opposed to hearing the coach scream at them.
You know, I can talk when I'm blue in the face, but I'm not out there running the sprints. I'm just the one blowing the whistle. The guy beside you, that's who you're going to fight for. I mean, even when I played high school ball, when I was a senior, I wanted everybody to go fight or die for me. That's how it was going to be. We're going to fight or die. And these kids have kind of got that mentality right now. It's kind of our culture. The seniors run the thing. They keep an eye on everybody. If somebody's not showing up, they get that phone call from that senior. And when I print out the attendance, they walk over and look at that board, and they look to see who's highlighted, and then they go find that guy at school. I don't have to do a lot of chasing people around. Our communication with our kids is really good. If somebody's going to be gone, they let me know, you know. And the parents do a real good job of that, too. So we've been able to do that with our kids, of just being able to adapt and understand what we're trying to do. And honestly, it's their team, you know. End of the year, I'm probably still going to be there again, and those guys are going to graduate. So if they want to win it, that's them. You know, if they want to win a state championship, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy. You have to put in a lot of detailed work, and you got to go out there every single day to get better. You know, we're chasing JMA. They're the standard. So to change the standard, you got to beat the standard. So, and that's where we're at right now.
To be the man, you've got to beat the man.
That's right. That's why they're on the schedule.
That's the one.
That's it.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaching Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. And this segment is brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust, my bank, and by Ashley Business Solutions. Now, a quick question. You know, with it still being preseason, still working about the scrimmages, how much attention in practice and in preparation are you paying towards the next opponent in the, as far as the, We got, can we get a little something for the coach real quick?
Good.
Yeah, sure.
Good.
I'm here for you. That's
your service. Sorry. Choked on a piece of sausage.
I'm leaving that one alone. I'm not touching.
Good idea. Right.
So while we're waiting for Coach to recover real quick, let's talk about that. We just noticed something, or I just noticed something. Was there prior authorization given for the interruption in the season that is pending in a couple of weeks, Coach and Mrs. Barnes? I'm sorry, that's just poor planning right there. You're having a child in the middle of football season? Really? Really? Okay, all right. I can see that. All right.
The logic.
Going ahead and getting it out of the way now. All right, I can appreciate that. All right, you going to survive, Coach?
I'm good.
You got it now? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so during preseason, when you're still doing the scrimmages, how much attention are you focused on your next scrimmage opponent versus once the games actually count? Are you looking more at Brantley right now, or how much are you looking ahead towards Brooklyn?
Well, we look a little bit at Brantley. We try to prepare a little bit for those guys, but biggest part is focusing on us. What can we do from last week to this week to be better? And I think that's what we try to do as much as possible. Correct our mistakes, get us prepared for down the road, and done a pretty good job of that.
I think that probably the biggest question in general going into this season, Sutton Ellis graduated, moving on to Grove City College, already feet on the ground on campus from what I've seen on social media. Excited about that. Big question amongst the Frederica faithful is, who is it that's going to be under center for the Knights this year?
Wow.
Go ahead and drop the big question now.
I got people yelling, don't answer. So we're not under center. We're in shotgun. So
okay, all right.
It could be an array of people. But we got an idea what we're doing. We got an idea what we're doing right now.
The broadcast idiot has asked the touchy question and is trying to get you to show your hand ahead of time. All right, okay, I see what it is. All right, no worries.
Well, I told somebody on the phone the other day, somebody's going to touch the ball every time it snaps, so it'll be an interesting situation for defenses when they come out to play us.
Okay, interesting. See, that always gets me worried. When you say that things are going to be interesting, that means that I'm going to have a hard time calling the play-by-play because of who's actually going to be touching the ball. Seven different people in a single play.
Yeah, right. It could be. Like I said, we got 8 or 9 athletes, and we got a big physical offensive line that better show up every Friday night and get after it. And, I think we can do some things offensively. We can throw it down the field. We can run it. We can do some things. I'm excited. I think we have a scheme. We got a plan. We got a lot of young kids, but they're getting better. And the more reps we get, the better we'll be on offense.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So going up against Brantley this week for the second scrimmage, what's your main concern in working these last couple of days before the scrimmage?
Get out of it injury free. That's our thing, is get out of it injury free, get good reps, play with intensity, and give great effort. You know, I thought Friday night our intensity and effort at times was just kind of, we're playing Bethesda, you know, whereas, you know, I expect it. I'm pretty sure it'll be pretty high octane with all of it. So, you know, I think our kids will be up for it. I'm excited to see how we go out and how much we've improved from the first scrimmage to the next scrimmage. In the last couple of years, we've looked really, really bad in scrimmage one. And then by the time scrimmage two came along, we're like, wow, that's a whole different football team out there. So, you know, I want to see where we're at from one to two. I want to get the mental mistakes, the jumping off sides, like when it's fourth down and one and you're the nose guard and you're right over the ball and you jump off sides and give them a first down. So we can't have those mistakes. Get rid of the mental mistakes, I'm okay with effort mistakes, but not mental mistakes. We got to be ready to play and do those things. So I feel like if we can handle those, we got a pretty good chance.
Jason Bishop addressed the crowd before the start of our podcast here, and he said some pretty bold statements. is this the team that's going to finally take down the John Lynch Academy Trojans?
I can tell you this. We're going to give them everything that we got when we play them. So we're going to go out there and play. I can't say it on there, but we're going to play like our butts on fire the entire time. And so, you know, I feel like this bunch has the potential to be as good a football team as we've had in the past 5 or 6 years. We've got a linebacking core that can run. We got DBs on the back end that can go man-to-man and cover people. They'll fill the alley. They'll hit people. Like I said, our D-line, very physical up front and fast. And then offensively, we don't turn the ball over and do what we're supposed to do offensively and control the game. I think we got a chance. Special teams could be really special with the speed that we got. And we got guys that can kick and Mary Ford that can kick.
Yeah, we're Mary Ford.
She's gotten better and better. Probably the day on kickoff was kicking them 55 yards.
Wow.
So, you know, we feel pretty good about our special teams, and we've revamped the packages, and we're excited. You know, I think we just got to go play, and I think if our kids go out and execute, we got a chance.
2018 had the speed. 2020 had the smarts. What is 2023? What's their mark going to be?
we're going to be physical. That's what we're going to be. We've been in the weight room getting yelled at a lot by me since January. A lot of WWJMA, what would John Millen's Academy do? So, you know, they've heard that over and over and over. So, it was WWJMD or whatever. So what would John Millen but don't know the acronyms, but that's exactly what we've been yelling. And right now we're trying to get down to the attention to details. And we're going to be physical, and we're going to play with intensity, and we're going to get to the football on defense. And if we do that, we got a chance to some surprise some people that might overlook us. And it may not be a surprise after about weeks 2 or 3 or 4. So we're going to knock on the door and say hello, and then if they don't open it up, we're going to knock it down. So this is how we're coming.
Very good. Second scrimmage of the 2023 season coming up this Friday night, 7:30 under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy, taking on the Brantley County Herons. I always have to, just so you know, after that, I always have to make sure that I actually say Herons, not the other.
Not
going to do that. So. Mm-hmm. Up against the Brantley County Herons this Friday night, 7:30 under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. Come on out. Check it out, and get ready for the 2023 season. It is going to be something to behold, and we are going to be here at The Pizza every Wednesday night, 7:30 for the whole season. Thanks for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to The Pizza and join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See you all next week.
Go Knights.